Handel tussen Suid-Afrika en die Koninkryk van Saoedi-Arabië gaan hopelik vinnig uitbrei. Op 3 Oktober was daar 'n vergadering in Pretoria tussen die twee lande en Wolf Brody van die Fruit Desk by Agbiz gesels nou met ons hieroor. Wolf, ja, goeiemôre, baie welkom by RSC Landbou. Gee net eers vir ons 'n bietjie agtergrond oor die vergadering op 3 Oktober.
Dankie, Lisa. Baie dankie dat ons saam kan praat daaroor. En ja, dit is baie goeie nuus, want dit is nou die eerste keer dat Suid-Afrika en Saudi-Arabië nou 'n besigheidskansel begin het. En nou gaan daar nog vergaderings wees in Saudi-Arabië self, want daar gaan 'n state visit hierdie naweek, 15, 16 Oktober wees met president Ramaphosa en mense van besigheidsverenigings en uitvoerders van ons kant af, van Suid-Afrika se kant af. En dit is 'n baie goeie begin, want mens weet Saudi-Arabië veral is landbou 'n probleem en hulle voer amper alles in. Hulle wil 'n bietjie self-sufficient wees, maar dit is nie maklik. So vir ons is dit, ons kan beslis uitvoer.
Wat voer ons reeds uit na hierdie gebied?
As jy nie omgee, kan ek asseblief oorslaan na Engels.
Jy is baie welkom.
Baie dankie. Ja, my woordeskat vir die technische terme is nog 'n bietjie swak. op hierdie stadium, ons grootste produkte wat ons uitvoer, is vrugte. En dan is daar ook oilseeds en grains en then vegetables, some nuts. And then we have dairy products, and then the bulbs, roots, cut flowers, and then cereals. Those are our top 7 exports at the moment. En hulle groei almal. Van 2018 tot nou, tot 2021, het hulle almal gegroei. I mean, kan dit sien van die syfers. Ja, if we look at it, there's significant room for growth, because Saudi Arabia is one of the top 20 importers of agricultural products in the world. And we find that, you know, at the same time, South Africa's agricultural sector is experiencing significant export growth. Last year was a record year, $12.4 billion of agricultural exports. And at the moment, we only export about 1% of our exports to Saudi Arabia. So mense kan sien dat as baie plek om te groei. And when I was in engagements with Delved, you know, we do engagements around modeling for export markets. In their assessments of export opportunities, they're very confident that we could see significant growth in other areas like maize and in lucerne and in sauces, preparations that are for seasonings and sauces, tea, onions, fruit juices, ginger, and then milk, cream, dairy products, potatoes, and obvious cereals. Mm. So for almal daarvan kan ons miskien meer uitvoer as wat ons nou doen.
Wolf, maar so 'n ooreenkoms of 'n vergadering, dit beteken nie daar word vandag iets geteken en môre begin ons reeds meer uitvoer nie. Dis 'n hele proses.
Ja, dis waar. Ek ook sê dat vir ons vir rooi vleis is ook baie belangrik en miskien ook hoendervleis ook. Op hierdie stadium met die rooi vleis het ons 'n paar probleme met die phytosanitary. Die Saudis in ons regering gesê dat gaan dit nou uitwerk, which is in dis baie goeie nuus. Terug na jou vraag. Ja, 'n mens kan dit nie oornag doen, maar vir daai produkte wat ons alreeds in die mark is, kan ons beslis begin groei. And for the others where there is room for growth, when we talk to colleagues in the sector and we ask them what are their main problems with Saudi Arabia, it's not often a tariffs issue. It's not that there are duties that they must pay. It's more a marketing and product awareness issue. So we feel that there's significant room for growth. Just as an example, in the fruit sector, there are 0% duty. There's a zero duty for fruits into Saudi Arabia. So literally, it's a opportunity that one can exploit, and it's really just consumer awareness on that side. Admittedly, there is strong competition from traditional fruit exporters in the rest of the world that export to Saudi Arabia. But at the same time, you know, our fruit quality and our agricultural product quality is excellent. So I don't think the competition is necessarily a problem. And we have the support of DTI, or DTRC, excuse. They very much would like to see this relationship grow with Saudi Arabia and like to see an increase in exports.
But Wolf, we've got our own challenges, logistical challenges at this stage. As far as exports are concerned, would we have those challenges as well to Saudi Arabia? I mean, just thinking of the ports, the problems there, how would these products get there?
Yeah, it is true that we are having a large amount of logistical issues recently. But on the same front, Agbiz has been engaging with Transnet over the last 6 months and longer with a view to sharing information. And we've been preparing for the signing of an interface agreement with Transnet, which will allow us as Agbiz and Transnet to sit down and share strategies and share confidential information around what they think can be done with rail and what can be done with the ports in terms of agricultural exports. And on the ground operationally, we're finding that there's a lot of success that's being had at Durban Port, Cape Town Port, specifically with fruit exports and with other sectors, where representatives from the sectors have actually been working on a weekly and sometimes daily basis with Transnet colleagues to unblock things, to resolve problems, to speed up or delay things as necessary. And we're finding that this relationship is really working. The port efficiencies are growing, and we're finding that problems are able to be resolved much faster than they were in the past. So I'm actually quite optimistic that in terms of port constraints, I think we are on the road to resolving them. In terms of our rail challenges, that's a bigger problem. There's issues around cable theft and infrastructure and availability of train sets. But it's a conversation that started now. And we see a lot of support from the Transnet side and a lot of determination to make things work. So I think we're in a better place than we've been for a long time.
Nou ja, dis inderdaad goeie nuus vir Suid-Afrika. Wolf Brody van die Fruit Desk by Agbiz wat vandag met ons daaroor gesels het. Uit na afloop van die gesprek ook bevestig dat ons uitvoere tans staan op 2 miljard en indien hierdie ooreenkomste voortgaan, kan dit opskuif na 6 miljard.